All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we're getting ready to make this trip to Malaysia. We are leaving Japan, heading to Malaysia. If you got a minute, let me give you a minute just to, before we take off, let you send a quick text message to your family members. Let them know where you are and where you're headed. Let you go ahead and do that now, because you know once we are in the air, you need to have those phones turned back off or put in airplane mode or something. All right, so here we go, taking off, heading to Malaysia. All right, and I am calling this portion of Newserite The Fixers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling it The Fixers because we're going to be taking a look at some works that some fascinating young people either have done or are doing. Fascinating work by some fascinating young people, the first of whom is in Malaysia, and he is a 12-year-old boy who had a bittersweet experience. He's 12 years old who spent almost 1 year developing a computer game before it was deleted by mistake. Mohammed Takif was working on his game at an internet cafe. The staff there thought the game was a virus and deleted it. On their computer, their system, they thought it was a virus, so they deleted it. You can't blame them for that. But they deleted something that really didn't need to be deleted. Takif, who didn't have his own computer at home, planned to sell his game for roughly 24 cents. Youth and Sport Minister Syed Sadiq said that his determination was brilliant. And he says there really needs to be more young people like 12-year-old Mohammed Takif. And the youth and sport minister himself is 25 years old. 25-year-old youth and sport minister. The shop staff later managed to recover the game. Now, is that good news or what? They deleted the game, but were able later on to retrieve it. They were able to recover it. Mr. Sadiq posted a follow-up a few days later that he had had a meeting with Malaysia's quote-unquote youngest game developer. And Takif reiterated that he spent close to a year on the game, asking whether anyone had suggestions for laptops that were priced under $84. His plight won sympathy and praise from social media users, and one tweet detailing his situation on Twitter gained more than 10,000 retweets. And it's awesome, one Twitter user said, that he has such good computer skills. He also responded very maturely for his age. Good job. Another Twitter user said, it's clear to me that he's very talented. He's going to go a long way in life. That is so interesting to me, too, that he said he's going to go a long way, not just in with computers, but in life. Takif began receiving donations and was eventually given his own computer by an imam. The gaming industry is fast growing in Malaysia, with the country set to host a prestigious gaming competition called the Dota 2 Major later on. In the near future, it'll be the first Dota Major tournament to take place in Southeast Asia. And Mr. Sadiq, Malaysia's youngest ever minister, has said he wants to position Malaysia as the leader of the gaming industry in the region. Hats off to you, Takif. I wonder if we'll be seeing that game anytime soon, hearing about it. I tell you, you know how people come up with these games and other technological wonders, and get paid. All right, let's get ready to head on over to another country. Let's visit Nigeria. All right, so let me tell you what's happening in Nigeria, what we're going to be looking into. I told you this is the part that I'm calling the fixers. Well, we just heard about a 12-year-old computer whiz in Malaysia. Let's take a look at another young computer whiz in Africa, Nigeria. Schoolgirl Thomasine Ogunnubi is a teenager with a passion for programming. 3 years ago, she created My Locator. That's an app that helps children who are lost. The mobile app, which is available in the Google Play Store, has already been downloaded more than 1,000 times since its debut in 2016. She says that the app can also link you to Google Maps and show you the directions from your current location to the location that you had previously saved. She's 15 now. So if she did this 3 years ago, of course, she was 12 years old when she created My Locator. 12 years old. She's 15 now and studies in Ikeja, Nigeria. She says it also has a functionality where you can click on an alert button. It sends a text message and makes a phone call. That's if you've enabled it in your settings to a particular number that you've designated it to call and text. It could be an emergency number, or it could be a family member's number. It's basically your choice. Ladies and gentlemen, can you help me say genius? Did this when she was 12. So in case of an emergency, when you need an urgent response, it sends your current address to that number so somebody can easily locate where you are. Awesome. I was very conscious, she says, about security, thinking there are different dangerous people. So she guesses the idea of being able to go out safely might have been what triggered the idea for the app. But it was her, as her 12-year-old self, thinking. And what she was thinking was she just learned how to create applications. So how about I use what I've learned to create something that can be useful to me and other people? She had just learned how to create applications, and so she created one. Anieda Udo Obong, a program manager at Google, says there's a lack of Nigerian role models in the industry, with most people in the country still pointing to figures like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. But more graduates are recognizing the sector as a viable way to make a living and to founding technology firms. Anieda regularly comes across entrepreneurs brimming with ideas in his role at Google. His job includes building relationships with developers to boost the sector across Africa. He admits there's a need to improve My Locator, but says that Thomasine has already made the most important step. He says he's impressed with her application for two reasons. He prefers to see products in whatever state they are than to hear about the most brilliant idea. He likes the fact that someone hatched an idea in their head and was able to bring it to fruition and complete it. Thomasine's computer science teacher, Kofo Warola Cole, says the teenager's achievements have changed the school's approach to teaching the subject. It's also had a ripple effect among her fellow students. It's given them more courage to be able to start from junior students. Normally, they focused on seniors, but when Thomasine was able to achieve that, they knew that there are talents in the junior school. Anieda says that greater investment in education is needed to bridge the gap in learning between affluent students and those from underprivileged backgrounds. They'd seen initiatives targeted at primary schools for young children in other countries like Estonia, the UK, China, Korea. It says that they have fears that they're going to be left behind if they don't get their own children learning at the same rate with the same tools and technologies that their contemporaries in other countries and other markets are learning. For her part, Thomasine is very clear about the relevance of IT. And this is what she says, technology is the future, and being able to know technology is being able to solve problems. She's passionate about it because being able to make a difference is something that she really likes to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's board the jet again. Let's board the plane. We're heading to Pakistan. And I want to encourage you to enjoy the food, enjoy the music as we head to Pakistan. We'll be giving you an update shortly on what that trip's about.